Yesterday, I had an opportunity to join 25, 30 of my brother priests, and we helped hear confessions at a diocesan marriage retreat. There was a couple hundred couples there at Church of the Magdalene, and after we got done with confessions, I was visiting with some of the couples that I hadn't seen from around our diocese, and this couple that I was talking to, I asked them what they thought of the retreat and how it was going for them. And they said, you know, Father, they said the best part about this retreat was the fact that we don't feel alone. They said this entire time with all the struggles and troubles in our marriage, you feel like it's alone. We're alone. We're the only ones who have these hardships, who have these difficulties, who have the ups and the downs and the fights and the hardships, and now we're surrounded by all these other couples, and we're not. Everybody has them, and it's just good to be reminded of that fact. And I thought that's exactly what I was trying to come to in this week of prayer with these readings, because all of them are telling us the same thing. That Jesus says that all of us are gathered together and we are in that same understanding. That we are in this place, this field. We are the wheat who are struggling in the weeds. But we just need to understand that there is hope. You know, G.K. Chesterton, the famous Catholic author, he said, we're all in the same boat and we're all seasick, right? He says that's what we have to remember, because we want to tell ourselves that everybody else is perfect, but we're just not, right? We are the ones who struggle. We are the ones who have the hardships, and everybody else around us is doing so much better than us. We look at the people around us and we think, look how good that family is. Look at how easy their life is. Look at the good that they have going on in their lives. Why is it the same for me? Why am I not perfect yet? Why am I having all of these struggles? And the Lord says, that's not where we are. If we were perfect, then we wouldn't be here. We would only be on the other side. You know, it reminds me of that, I think it was a late 60s self-help book. Right? It was titled, I'm Okay, You're Okay. And that's not the way it is. I think the Catholic title would be, I'm not okay, you're not okay, but that's okay, right? I mean, that's really the way that it is, right? We are all in the same, but we are all sinners. We are all struggling. And that's why we come to this place. We are here in this church at the foot of the altar because we say, Lord, we need your help. We are a people in need of you. And we will continue to fight and to struggle and to strive. And he says, exactly. Accept that. But know that I am with you. You know, St. Paul said in our second reading, he says that the Spirit strengthens us through our weakness. When we accept it and we know it, he goes, he meets us here in our weakness. And then he gives us those three great parables. He says, yes, we are the wheat planted and there are weeds sown by the enemy all around us. And we think, well, remove the weeds, Lord, and then I can grow freely. And he says, that's not going to be easy. He says, you grow in the midst of them. It will make you stronger. It will make you better until the end harvest. There are times that even in this great and wonderful church that you can feel so small, so insignificant. And that's when we hear the second one. He says, you are the mustard seed. You can grow and do great things. Just trust in me. You are the flour that I will give you a little bit of leaven and you will grow into something amazing. All of these parables speak to our hearts and says, yes, you are not perfect. You are a sinner. Sorry if this is big news for you today. But he says, no matter what, I love you. In your imperfections, in your sinfulness, you're still here today. Because sometimes we just need to be reminded of that. We want to fight that idea. We want to say, but I don't want to be imperfect. And that's good too. Keep fighting, keep struggling, keep growing. Never give up. But don't say, I haven't reached it, Lord, and so I want to give up. Instead, we say, Lord, meet us here today. I recognize where I am, but I recognize that I'm going to keep growing. Make me better. Give me the leaven. Meet me in my imperfections. And today, Lord, I will meet you here. I will trust in you here. I will see my sinfulness in you here. And I will turn it all over to you. And then you will change me, and I will watch me grow. Amen.